Halloween invites the undead, the paranormal, and the unimaginable into our lives. And tonight, you will be listening to a real-life encounter with one of these three frightening nouns. You will be listening to a real recording of a broadcast that was made many years ago in the quaint town of Rosewood. You may have passed through this town during long car trips, but the Rosewood now is quite different from the Rosewood of the past. What you are about to hear might be the only evidence of why this is so. The audio has been enhanced so that you will be able to listen to every horrifying aspect. All you will need to do is turn on a lamp, grab a glass of warm milk, and grab a hold of someone close, because you are now entering Sector SLS, the Governing Migrant.
It's another quiet and stagnant All Hallows' Eve here in Rosewood. The Bloodhawks took their winning team to Copperfield, the supposed home of the biting bats. Their game is football, mine is talk, uncovering each and every lurking danger that I am seeking out in this town. So I will not be attending unlike every other person in town. Instead, I'll be disseminating my worry for the American populace by conversing with the lonely ruffians, dwellers and passers-by on the interstate, those who have no kids to check on and share the same concerns. Welcome to Trickery, Scheme, Conspiracy, or Reality with Dr. Howard Hockenhull. We have a very important show this evening. Those of you who are listening may consider yourselves lucky, because I have uncovered one of our town's biggest cover-ups. You know what I'm talking about, or do you? UFOs, artificial intelligence, aliens from planet Bygone. Or maybe you don't know, because Rosewood's officials wiped our memories. Town Hall has been shut down for 3 weeks now. Nobody is allowed in or out. Why is that? I will tell you why. There are aliens, little green men being kept there from the public's eye. How do I know this? Intelligence. The signs are all there, starting with those impromptu flashes of light that have availed themselves to us. They were not a surprise festival of fireworks for Rosewood Pride. Let us make note that these have not been the only signs. Unmarked trucks, men with masks going in and out morning and night. Tall men with black suits and horn-rimmed glasses glaring from the windows, surveying the grounds and keeping an eye on us. Myself and all my faithful listeners and believers of paranormal conspiracy are being watched. Let that soak in and incubate in your minds while I take a short break. When we return, we will be joined by my private investigator, Agent Carson.
Do you like motion pictures? Then tune in to Rosewood's favorite motion picture critics, the SLS Casters. They will give you the scoop on the best movies to take
well, your time for favorite movies, anyway. Leave town and take the heaters with them. I hate cold coffee. Okay. Agent Carson. Rosewood officials won't listen to me because they're all aliens. I've seen them. Seen them all. Those sons of bitches are all... I can't say that with my luck. The mayor would be listening. Who could that be at this hour? I am broadcasting. Come back in an hour.
Dr. Hockenholm.
Yes,
the Dr. Howard Hockenholm who hosts the late night conspiracy program. Trickery, scheme, conspiracy, or reality?
That's me. I'm actually just about to go back on the air, so I'm going to have to...
I do enjoy your program.
That's wonderful.
I possess great erudition of the subject.
That's nice, but I'm not allowed to let anyone in the studio while no one
is here. I listen to every one of your broadcasts. One could say that I'm your biggest fan.
You don't say. Then I very well shouldn't let a devoted fan, such as yourself, be left out in the cold. Please. Please, come in. As you can see, I don't get many visitors at the station.
I can see. You say that no one else is present?
That's right.
Have all of the station personnel gone to that football game?
That they did.
Dreadful sport, this football. Your overseers attending a gladiator match with padding instead of listening to your insightful speech on the unknown.
I wouldn't necessarily compare football to a gladiator match.
Have you been to one as well? Violent, those Romans. Nearly as violent as your primitive ancestors.
Your voice is quite interesting, Mr.
You may call me Nix. I am a devoted listener of yours. I have seen all that you speak of.
Nix. Have you ever done radio before? I only ask because I'd love to have you on the show with me right now. You'd be fantastic to interview.
What of Agent Carson?
Well, he actually just phoned me before you got here. He's got cases to solve in the next town, actually.
Sounds fascinating.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Just sit over here. And put on these headphones and talk into the microphone. Sounds like it's working.
What would you like me to say?
Anything in the realm of the paranormal. Oh, your voice. I just love it. Okay, we're on in 5, 4, 3, 2. And we're back. With Rosewood's most authentic news program, Trickery, Scheme, Conspiracy, or Reality. I am Dr. Howard Hockenhull, and I am joined by a fellow conspiracy investigator, Nix. You don't mind if I use your real name, do you?
It's too late now, isn't it, Dr. Hockenhull?
Agent Carson had a last-minute cancellation. He was a little under the weather.
Or so he tells us. Dr. Hockenhole does play into his critics' accusal of distortion.
Excuse me?
Agent Carson has got cases to solve in the next town. Like you said, Dr. Hockenhole, your devoted followers should know if the evils and treachery from Rosewood have spread to their neighbors.
Yes, of course they do. And they will, at the start of the next hour. But first, I felt it important that I interview you to have you confirm that my findings are not conspiracy, but are indeed fact.
I can confirm what Dr. Hockenhole has said early on in the program. Your little town of Rosewood is covering up something amazing, exciting, and incredibly dangerous for those that discover its truth.
Wonderful, Nix. Could you please explain to us what this cover-up is? Lift the veil of secrecy that these officials have used to mask the atrocities. Since you seem to know the details.
Good, Doctor. I will confess of my knowing, but I want to make myself clear to you and your faithful listeners. The faithful are listening, correct?
I can assure you that if they are faithful and concerned with the well-being of Rosewood, then they will listen to this show.
Perfect. Then I will begin my disclosure by saying that it is not Rosewood's officials that you are to worry about. Instead, there are creatures that occupy your town hall that you must fear. The officials are merely the manipulated shells of the beings that we have captured to protect us from your curiosity. The other residents will return to a desolate town of conspiracy theorists who have become ignorant of the visibility and the recognition of my people.
I'm sorry, Nix, but I don't quite follow. Are you saying that you know of this cover-up because you are the one doing the cover-up?
For the ill-advised, that is correct.
I don't appreciate your tone with me. This is my program, and you've no right to degrade me, nor my listeners.
I have every right to do so. You are no acclaimed doctor. Therefore, I don't quite understand why you feel as if you have the authority to prosecute loyalty when you are disloyal to the very profession for which you falsely represent.
Loyalty? There is no loyalty in the officials who cover up schemes. I want you out of the studio, sir. You are making a fool of yourself and me on air.
I have nothing to hide from the paltry number of listeners of this program.
I want you out. I want you out! Out! Go back under the highway bridge from which you
came! Dr. Hockenhole, I behest you to reverse your current cognitive reflections. My people cannot afford to have you and your followers jeopardizing our design. We have been put here to help your beloved Rosewood. There are others, like me out there, much more evil than our kind. If you want protection, we must interbreed and become a singular species to drive away evil forces that are next door. Your ramblings of conspiracies have nearly jeopardized our work. At daybreak, other residents will return to a desolate town of conspiracy theorists who have become ignorant of the visibility and the recognition of my people. Your speech of aliens and alternative beings will dematerialize, as will your recollection of our encounter. As for you, listeners of Rosewood, be prepared to assimilate, for the interbreeding of our species has begun.
None. None. None.
And so, that is all. Nobody has heard another conspiracy theory from the town of Rosewood since. This recording was only made available for use on our show after a fire broke out at the radio station. From all of the ash and burning timbers, this was the only artifact that remained unharmed. It is as if forces from beyond our mind's grasp had wanted this truth uncovered, or perhaps one of these alternative beings wanted their own mystery revealed. But why? Perhaps on a future episode, it will be made known. Until then, we will be left to wonder. Join us next time, for we have in our possession audio of a professor's experiment gone hauntingly wrong. A half-man, half-elephant. Fare thee well, humans.